Hello, Eagles fans. It's time to go behind enemy lines, and we bring in Bob Condotta, who covers the Seahawks for the Seattle Times. And Bob, why is it that the Seahawks have been able to turn things around on defense the last couple of weeks to get themselves in position to make a run for first place in the NFC West?
Well, one of the biggest reasons really is just a return to health. Bobby Wagner, who their middle linebacker, was off to a great start, probably playing as well as any middle linebacker in the NFL, got hurt in the Dallas game, and he came back against the Arizona game. I don't think it's any coincidence at all. They've started to play a lot better since he got back. It sort of solidified their linebacking core. They had guys playing out of position when he was gone. So that's one. Cam Chancellor's back to health, too. You know, a lot of it's just kind of guys getting healthy, but Cam Chancellor as well missed a few games, was hobbling through a few others. They're really the key. Those two guys probably are such a big key to their run defense, and that's what they did so well against both the 49ers and the Cardinals was limit their running game, kind of force those guys to throw. You know, their secondary's healthy as well. Byron Maxwell missed a bunch of games, so it's sort of this. You know, they basically have, for the first time since early in the season, these last few games, they essentially had their starting defensive lineman out there, other than Brandon Meebane, who's out for the year. So that's really probably the biggest thing, is just kind of getting everybody back and into their custom roles.
Bob, from a run defense standpoint, you mentioned Brandon Meebane, who's out for this season. How have the Seahawks been able to compensate for his loss, because he's an outstanding run defender?
Yeah, well, they made a sort of a quiet free agent acquisition in Kevin Williams. He played for the Minnesota Vikings for 11 years, and this was why they signed him. He was sort of backing up Meebane a little bit, doing some other things for him, but once Meebane went out, they really stuck him into that nose tackle role. That's been the biggest thing, is just sort of increasing his role, putting him into the starting lineup and having him do that more. Like I say, the fortunate thing for them was when Meebane went out, Wagner came back. And I think Wagner's return has helped mitigate that quite a bit as well. The Seahawks rotate quite a bit up front, so Meebane's one of those guys, you know, who plays about 40% of the snaps or so. Losing him while it's a hit, getting a guy like Wagner back, who plays 100% of the snaps and probably has a bigger role in that, I think they'll pick up for that quite a bit.
Bob, Seattle has the number one defense in the NFL, and everyone is fascinated by how Seattle has been able to build this defense over the years. Can you take us inside John Schneider, the general manager's sort of blueprint, sort of his philosophy in terms of building that unit?
Well, and also Pete Carroll is a big part of it, too. And one of the things Carroll's a believer in that's maybe a little bit different than some people is building from the back to the front instead of starting from the front. A lot of people say, okay, you got to have a good line first, and then you sort of work that way. Carroll sort of has always been a believer in the other way, and you start with the safeties and corners, and that's what they really concentrated their first few drafts on, and that's solely what they have out there are guys from their first two drafts. Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas, Richard Sherman, Byron Maxwell, all guys they took in the first couple drafts.
So, Bob, we're behind enemy lines with Bob Condotta, who covers the Seahawks for the Seattle Times. Why do you think that this is the toughest matchup for the Seahawks going down the stretch in the final four games of the regular season, this matchup Sunday with the Eagles?
Well, it's on the road. The Eagles are really good. I just think the Eagles' offense is by far the best of the offenses they're going to face. You know, Arizona's not what they were without Drew Stanton and without Larry Fitzgerald. You know, they didn't have to play against Fitzgerald. Maybe he'll be back when they have to go down there in a couple weeks, but that's a big deal to me, not having those guys there. The 49ers also are just struggling right now. As much praise as you want to heap on the Seahawks for it, the 49ers barely beat the Redskins and the Giants the previous couple weeks and couldn't really run the ball really effectively on either of those teams either. Their running game is just not what it's been. The Eagles are a team that's hitting on all cylinders right now. I mean, we saw that against Dallas with how well they're playing and just the innovative ways they have of getting the ball, people being balanced. You know, the Seahawks are obviously a very good defense. They're very good at taking away what a team's strength is and then trying to make you beat them with what is your weakness. But that's harder to do when you're a team like Philadelphia that doesn't really seem to have a weakness. You know, if you try to just take one thing out and beat them with that other thing. So that's why I think they'll be such a challenge.
This is going to be a great matchup, not just Eagles-Seahawks, but this matchup within the matchup of the Eagles offense going against the Seahawks top-ranked defense. Bob Condotta covers the Seahawks for the Seattle Times. Thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.